Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. In the winter of 1850, following a pitched battle on the banks of the Provo River, the remnants of Utah Valley's Ute population scattered, hoping to escape an inflamed local Mormon militia. One cluster of Utes, led by a man known by turns as Old Elk and Big Elk, made for Rock Canyon, east of where Brigham Young University now stands. But they were quickly overtaken by their pursuers, who poured lead into their ranks. Big Elk was killed, along with several others in his party. While Big Elk was being pursued toward the mountains, a second militia company dispatched from Fort Utah, today's Provo, marched south, eventually encountering scattered bunches of Utes near Petitney Creek. There, wrote one historian, the violence shifted from warfare to killing. After disarming a large band of Utes at Table Point, near the southern edge of Utah Lake, the militiamen shot them down in cold blood. But it was the brutal and senseless act that followed the slaughter that is most chilling. According to multiple historical sources, both Big Elk and the Utes gunned down at Table Point were beheaded and their skulls taken as trophies. One source witnessed Big Elk's head hanging up in Fort Utah. In an interview conducted years later, Jane Park recalled seeing his head, quote, hung pendant by its long hair from the willows of the roof of one of the houses, unquote. As for the Utes massacred at Table Point, both Abner Blackburn and Anna Clark Hale substantiated the fact that the Indians' bodies had been mutilated and their heads brought back to Fort Utah. I can never forget, Hale remembered, the horrible and frightening scene when the boys brought into the fort a number of Indian heads with their nasty bloody necks and their tongues sticking out of their mouths. It was awful. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Brandon Johnson. Visit us online at kcpw.org and click on the Beehive Archive link.